I'm Wolf Blitzer in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Stunning allegations against a U.S. senator. But does the evidence support it? We're keeping them honest. Also, the stranger accused of slapping a crying baby on board a flight to Atlanta and what his parents have to say about it. Let's get started. We begin with the explosive allegations against the United States senator and the kind of real in-person, on-the-ground reporting that doesn't always get done in such cases. In other words, keeping them honest. The senator is the New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez, who chairs the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The allegations made by a shadowy tipster concern a Florida eye doctor, friend of the senator's, a major campaign contributor who's being investigated by federal authorities. The explosive part involves this eye doctor's alleged role in hooking the senator up with teenage prostitutes in the Dominican Republic. Extraordinary charges, and they've been out there for months, that deserve extraordinary evidence. The question tonight, where is it? 360's exclusive investigation starts in the Dominican Republic. Drew Griffin is keeping them honest.
A rundown brothel in Santo Domingo is hardly the place for serious journalism, and yet here we are, knocking on its door.
Hola. My name is Drew Griffin of CNN.
And finding yet another mysterious clue leading to another closed door.
Excuse me? Hello? Hello?
And that may be exactly what the person or persons behind these emails had in mind. Could it be one big slander campaign aimed at baiting a scandal-hungry press into saying or printing the name of U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, teenage prostitution, and Caribbean sex parties, all in one sentence? After all, these allegations have been flatly refuted by the senator.
Es increíble.
This is incredible.
And now the senator's Dominican Republic friends are trying to take that denial a step further, demanding a full investigation to find the actual culprit who has been spreading internet rumors for months.
This is an artificial ghost created especially in order to damage Senator Menendez, Melgen, and myself.
Vinicio Castillo, a fourth-generation Dominican attorney, himself has been named as a party to the, well, parties, and says enough is enough.
This crime has damaged me and my reputation and my honor, and that's why I have the right to ask an investigation to find out who is behind this crime.
The emails alleging teenage sex parties and the senator began circulating months ago. Even the FBI got a hold of them, but nothing could be confirmed. It appeared the matter was pretty much dropped until more emails began arriving. The author, someone calling himself Peter Williams, even wrote to a CNN producer last month. I dare to respond only moved by seriousness of the media you represent, said the writer, since, as you can imagine, I'm deeply concerned about my security.